Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex Wilson. How are you doing today?
What is this deduction for? Sorry again.
We received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing Google Play gift card, ma'am. Okay. Now the thing is that our server put the transaction on hold for a security verification. Now, this is a fraudulent activity according to our server report because we received the order request from an overseas billing address under your details. So that's the reason we have verified the transaction, okay? Have you authorized it from your end by any chance?
No.
Is there anybody else in your family member who made the purchase on your behalf?
No.
All right. We got the verification. Now let me tell you what we have to do, okay? For the cancellation, we have to go online immediately in order to block the charges. So have you got any sort of a smart device with you, like computer, laptop, or a smartphone, so that we can help you out?
Yeah, I got a phone here with me, the one you're talking with.
Alright, the phone you're talking to me, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone? Please let me know so that I can guide you up further.
Android phone.
It's an Android phone. All right. You just do a thing. First of all, you put me on speaker from your end. Put me on speaker.
Yeah.
Now look at the very bottom of your phone screen. Okay. Look at the very extreme bottom. Can you see three icons? A square, a circle, and a triangle.
Hold on.
At the very bottom of your phone screen, do you see three icons like a arrow, a square, and three lines?
I see a square and a triangle.
Yes, click on the triangle. Click on the triangle. Have you clicked on the triangle? Yes, the back button. Press the back button and you will back to the home page of your phone, where you can see all your regular apps, okay?
Hold on.
Yes, take your time, ma'am. Press the back button. Now, are you back to the home page of your phone now?
Yeah.
Alright. Now, as you're using an Android phone, have a look on your phone. There's an application named Play Store. You need to open up the Play Store from your end.
Yeah.
Take your time and open the Play Store. Once you're on the Play Store, please let me know.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Now look at the top of your screen, ma'am. There's a white bar. It says search for apps. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Give a click over there and type eBay, all in lowercase. Type eBay, E-B-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Then leave a space. After typing the word, you need to give a space and then type any, A-N-Y, any.
Yeah.
Then without giving any space, type the word desk, D-E-S-K, desk.
eBay space N-E-N-D-E-S-K?
It's eBay, then space, then a word any desk, A-N-Y. D-E-S-K, any desk, eBay, any desk. Now tap on search. Give a click on search. Now, have you got the results? Over there, can you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any desk remote.
Yeah.
There will be a green color box. Look, there is a green color box. It says install. Just give a click on install.
Any desk remote desktop?
Yes, tap on install over there.
What will this app do to
Through this, we're going to connect you with the robotic server of eBay. The robotic server of eBay is going to give you a security firewall so that we can block the fraud charges from your account. Alright? And we're going to put a 3D security so that we can cancel all the international transactions trying to be done without your authorization so that in future you don't face any problems like this. Alright? So tap on install.
Okay.
Yes, and once you see the open option, please do let me know. I'm on the line with you, alright?
Okay.
Yes. And DC is downloading?
Yeah.
Alright. Once you see open option, just tell me, okay?
Sure.
And now, do you see any open option, or is it still downloading?
Still downloading, 5% at the moment.
Okay, alright, not an issue. And now, can you see any open option on your screen?
It's still 26%.
It's 26%. Like you're using your mobile data, sir? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you got any Wi-Fi at your place? Don't you have Wi-Fi?
I have Wi-Fi, but it's at home. But I'm not at home at the moment. I'm at work.
Okay, not an issue. Not an issue. And once you see the open option, please tell me, okay? How much percentage you can see now?
37.
37, alright. It will take a while and it will be downloaded in a second, okay? Till that, sir, till that, ma'am, just drop your paper.
Well, that is being downloaded. Could you just verify with me about the transaction that was done on my...
Yes, you want to get the verification from our eBay Secure server. Alright, you don't need to worry about anything, okay? And this is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose. So over this call, you don't have to give us any of your information as well. Alright, you are just going to register the security and the 3D cancellation. Alright? And now how much percentage do you see? Hello?
66.
Alright, alright. And can you get a piece of paper and a pen with you? I just need to give you the case ID of this fraud activity, okay? You need to make a note of it. The case ID. I'm giving you the case ID, okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's 659.
Yeah.
561.659-561-7240. This is the case ID of this fraud activity, okay?
It's downloading,
yes.
And it says open.
Yes, click on open and tell me what can you see. Don't touch anywhere, just click on open and tell me what can you see.
It says privacy statement.
Yeah, it's a privacy statement. Click on OK.
And then it went away.
Now, after clicking on OK, DC plugin available. Click on cancel.
No, it says not. License activation.
Yes. Look at the very bottom. Scroll to the very bottom. There will be a blank check box. Terms and condition. There will be a blank check box. Check that box and click on agree and continue. Or confirm.
Okay. Knock license activation. It's yes. Agree.
Yes. Tap on agree.
Okay. Now, we at AnyDesk care about your privacy. We seriously learn more about how
yes.
to collect.
Click on OK. Click on OK. Now, what can
after,
you see?
plugin available for controlling.
Click on cancel. Have you clicked on cancel on it?
Yeah.
Now this tutorial.
Yeah.
Tap on the blue area. Now you see connection status?
Yeah.
Tap on the blue area. Now see your address and some numbers on your screen. Can you see some numbers on your screen? That's your cancellation ID. Read me out the ID from your end. Can you see the numbers?
Yeah.
Yes, tell me the numbers. That's the cancellation ID.
Okay, hold on.
Tell me slowly. 426
925
420. I'm telling you the ID once again. Please check it from your end. It's 426 925 420. Am I correct? Is the ID is correct? What I said? 426 925 420. Am I correct? What can you see on your screen?
My screen has gone blank.
Okay. And now what can you see on your screen?
It's back to the main screen, is there.
You are back to the main page? The home page of your phone? Okay,
yeah.
just check your regular app. Over there you will get to see the red color app any desk. Okay?
Okay, I'm back to any desk, yeah.
Now what can you see on your screen page? First tell me.
Just a number.
Okay, I'm telling you the ID once again. It's 426 925 420. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you still see the blue area on your screen? Or the blue area is gone?
It's gone.
Okay, now look just below. Alright, now just look below the ID number. The ID number. There is written over there, set password. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It says set password. Yes, click on set password.
It says remote address.
Now, can you see your address and the numbers? Just below the numbers, there is written over there, set password. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see.
Click on it. And now what do you see?
Hold on.
After clicking on set password, what do you see, sir?
Interactive access and...
All right. Now don't touch anywhere over the interactive access, okay? Look below the interactive, there is written over there permissions. Do you see permissions? Yes. Now scroll down the permissions, you will get to see an option, permission profile. You need to give a click on that, permission profile.
Okay, just a minute.
Yeah. Have you got the permission profile?
Just a minute, getting there.
Yeah. Have you got it?
Okay, okay.
Just scroll down the permissions a little bit. You will get to see the option permission profile. Have you got it? Now click on the third option, full access. Click on the third option. Have you clicked on it?
Yeah.
Now you will get to see a blank check box, enable unattended. Check that box. Have you done that?
Enable unattended
yes.
access?
Yes, check that box. Check that blank box.
Okay.
Now what can you see? It says set password now?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm giving you the cancellation password put over there, all in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase and all will be in one word, okay? Now type there E as an echo, letter E. I do believe you are typing in lower key.
My dear, can I do this like in 1 hour's time? I'm in the middle of my report.
I understand. We are also in the middle of a report. We are making a report of the cancellation of a fraud charge, right? So we have to verify the cancellation ID right now. You just put the password. I'm gonna verify.